And sometimes you get a pain in your right side and it'll double up.
Appendicitis? I had a burst appendix and didn't have any pain. How's that?
I still have mine, I guess. I don't remember ever having it out. If you eat the wrong things, you feel kind of queasy here in the stomach, and you'll go to the fence and lean over and...
Vomit?
You have any sort of jocular term for that?
Well, yes. Puke, you mean?
Yeah. You don't talk about skin and goat?
No.
Okay. Person's sick right in this area. You might say he's sick.
Sick at the stomach? Or in the stomach? No. It could be either one.
You might use either one.
Yeah.
Sick.
Well, the reason I'd be sick in the stomach, because that's the way the foreigners used to describe it when they've been out on a drunk and want to tell you how they're sick in the bowels, see?
But you think people would most likely say sick at the stomach around here rather than, you know, or is this just a foreignism?
I think they say sick at his stomach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you hear some, your neighbor heard some good news, so he came...
To congratulate me?
He came over to, he heard the good news about himself, and he just had to tell some.
Oh.
He came right over, just want to get a combination of prepositions. He just came over, did you say to tell me, or came over?
Yes, he came over to tell me.
Somebody asks you, will you do it? You say, yes, I...
Yes, I will.
Somebody asks you and your wife and your friends, will you as a group do it? And you say, yes,
we will.
And the boy visits a girl several times. The neighbors say, it looks like they're...
Keeping company? Or nowadays they say, looks like it's her study.
You ever remember any other older?
Yeah, ones? Going with.
That would be older?
Oh yeah, that's, going with was very common, I would say, up until possibly 25 years ago.
How about sparking?
Well, I don't think that was used around here. I think that's still an older term, sparking.
And, keeping company with?
Well, that's a little better usage, I think, than going with.
Okay. He doesn't show up all of a sudden. You might suspect that she, if he doesn't come back, all the neighbors suspect, well...
Oh, that he gave, that, well, let's see.
She
gave him the bounce, of course. That's, that could mean other things too. That could mean that the fellow got fired off his job.
Mm-hmm.
But she quit him. That's often used.
You ever give him anything? Give him the
give him the mitten? Well, that's older than my time. I've heard that expression, or give him the glove. That's mm-hmm. Those are all older than my time.
Uh-huh. And the noisy serenade after the wedding.
Chivalry.
Any other words for that?
No, I don't believe so. Since way back as long as I can remember, that was called, we call that a chivalry.
Never a belling.
No.
Dish panning.
No.
The man that stands up with the groom in the wedding.
Well, best man very often.
And the lady that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
And after this wedding is over, you might say they are officially...
Married?